Welcome to day 43. We are up to Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, and these are the Mishnayos for Shabbos. As always, we try to post these Mishnayos on Erev Shabbos so that they are ready and waiting in your inbox so you can learn these Mishnayos right after Shabbos. So says the Mishnah, Nachri Shekatzar Sadeyu Va'achar Kach Nisgayer. Imagine there's a non-Jew who harvests his field and then afterwards converts to Judaism. Pater min haleket, min hashicha, min hapeya. He's pater, he's exempt from those three major gifts, the main gifts that we give from land. We've seen these already. But just as a quick review, peya, of course, is leaving a part of the field unharvested. Leket is any stalks that fall during the harvest. Those are left for the poor. And shicha are any portions of the field that were forgotten during the harvest. And once you forgot them, you can't go back, and you leave those for the poor as well. So in all three of those things, this person is exempt. Why? Because they set in, the chiyuv, the obligation sets in uve kutzruchem, during the time of harvest. Well, in this case, during the time of harvest, the person was a non-Jew. And non-Jews are not chayiv, are not obligated in any of these mitzvahs. And therefore, at the time where the mitzvah would have set in, the person was not obligated in it. And therefore, when he eventually converts afterwards, he does not have to leave any of these gifts because he's the chiyuv never set in. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'shichcha. Rabbi Yehuda just challenges the one of them. He says, when it comes to shichcha, the parts that are forgotten in the field, this now convert would be chayev. Why? She'ena shichcha el b'shasa imor. Because shichcha only really sets in, and not during the harvest, but later when you pile up all the grain to bring it inside. If you forgot to harvest a certain piece before you piled it all together to bring it inside, then the person, the farmer, can still go back and harvest it. So it only sets in after you brought in all the piles, and then you realize something was forgotten, then you're not allowed to collect it, and you have to leave it for the poor. So in this case, if the ger converted after the harvest, but before that Shasa Imar, before they were all piled up to bring inside, so then he was Jewish at the time that the Chiyuv set in for Shicha, and he would be Chayav. The Tanakhama would just say that, yes, I agree that the Tanakhama, meaning the first Tanakh, would say, I agree that Shicha only sets in at the time of piling it up and bringing it inside, but he already has to be eligible at the time of harvest. And since he was a non-Jew at the time of harvest, it doesn't matter that he then becomes eligible when he brings it all inside, b'shasa imor, and therefore the Tanakhama would say that he is still pater, exempt from that mitzvah, and we actually paskin like the Tanakhama. Mishnah Zayin. Hikdish kama ufadah kama. We've already seen this theme, this halachic mechanism, where if someone is makdish, or someone consecrates one's produce to the Beis HaMikdash, when it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, it is not chayev in peya and leket shicha in any of those mitzvos. But if a person redeems it, as soon as the person gives the amount of money to the Beis HaMikdash and then takes back the actual produce, then the person again, it is the person's, and therefore, depending on when he does that, he might be chayev. So in this case, the Mishnah says, hikdish kama ufada kama. Imagine it's still standing grain, right? It's not yet harvested. He's makdish it, so therefore, at the time where he's makdish, it's no longer chayev and peya, but then he's poda it. Then he actually brings it back, and it's now his, but it's still connected to the field. Then he's chayev and peya, right? Because at the time of harvest, it will have been already redeemed, and therefore he is chayev. Amarin ufada amarin chayev. If it's at the time of if it was at the stage of piling it up together, that's when he's makdish it. And then he brings it back, and then he's poda at the time of piling it up. So chayev. So again, he's makdish it after he already harvested it, and then when it's ready to be piled up, he is makdish it, he consecrates it. And then he is poda it when it's still before he piled it up. So then now he has it again. The chiyuv already set in when he harvested it in order that he should have to give shicha and leket and peya. And therefore, he would be chayev in those mitzvahs, because again, he still owned it at the time of harvest, and now he owns it again at the time of piling it together. Kama ufada amarin. But if it was standing, right? He consecrated when it was standing. Then, when it was already belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, it was harvested. And then he redeems it after it was harvested. Then it's pater. Then he was exempt because, again, he didn't own it. It belonged to the Beis HaMikdash at the time of Ketzira, the time of harvest. Shebashas Chobasa, Haisa Patura. Exactly. I gave the translation before I even read it. Again, Shebashas Chobasa, because at the time in which he was obligated, the time of the Ketzira, he was exempt because he didn't own it. It belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. So the bottom line here is that if you own it, if it's in your possession, and you're chayev, right, and you're a Jew at the time when the mitzvah sets in, at the time of Ketzira, and according to Rabbi Yehuda for Shichcha, at the time of Amira, if you are in possession of it, it doesn't belong to the Beis HaMikdash, and you are Jewish, then you are chayev. If for whatever reason, when the obligation sets in, it belonged to the Beis HaMikdash, or you were not Jewish at that time, you are exempt. We will continue with Mishnah Ches tomorrow.